The Bird Show.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're well.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I just appreciate being able to be given a voice to do this, so you just don't know how exciting this is for me.
Yeah, I hope what we allow you to communicate here is helpful to you, like cathartic, like mm-hmm. a cleansing to
right.
you.
Yes.
But I also hope that some people truly take it to heart. Like
thanks.
I read your email quickly. We all kind of went over it quickly in our meeting last week. And you make some very valid points. And I think if they're presented correctly, you could possibly change my behavior.
Wonderful.
In a retail store. So explain to us, have you always worked in retail or are you back in?
It's a part-time job for me. I'm
okay.
a single parent.
Okay.
I work at this unnamed department store, but I can give it away by saying that part of the problem that I'm having to make these complaints is that we don't have dressing room Nazis at my store. So
okay.
that's where part of the problem comes from. But I've been doing this about 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I love what I'm doing. I love the people I'm working with. But what's so frustrating is that these customers that come in and they're just really inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can I start with my rant? Is that what I can do?
Yes.
I would like to address the shoppers of Atlanta.
Okay.
And when you go... And women, because that's the department I work in. But women, when you go in, you know, to try clothing on, that pretty silver rack outside the fitting room is where you need to bring the clothes out to after you try them on. You don't need to leave them on the floor. You don't need to leave them inside out. For those of you who put clothing back on the hanger inside out, don't bother. I have to take it off the hanger, turn it right side out, and then put it back on the hanger and make sure it's zipped up or buttoned up properly.
Let me interject and ask
sure.
you a quick question. Do most people leave it in the dressing room and don't bring it back out again?
A lot of them do.
I've done that.
I leave it. I hang it.
So you guys didn't know?
Now, I will say, I'm not as upset if you leave it on the hanger properly in the dressing room.
Leave it on the floor.
Floor, inside out.
It's still bothering
me. All over the place.
I will hang it up, or if
mm-hmm.
it's a folded article,
mm-hmm.
I will fold it and put it on the little bench or stool or whatever.
And we appreciate it. You get kudos for that, Jeff Donald. That's awesome.
But I never realized that the rack
you're
outside.
To take it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. That's new.
That's what
news.
It's there for. That's
okay.
what it's there for.
Our apologies.
This one is to the ladies. The mm-hmm. panty liner in the bathing suit bottom is there for a reason.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Please don't
joke.
Pull it out and stick it on the floor or stick it
why?
On the dressing room wall.
Nasty.
I am not making this up.
And they put, do what? They put that same swimsuit back on the rack or like,
yep.
oh,
yep.
no.
Yes, they do.
Can you mm-hmm. tell me about this thing?
Well, it's
hygienic. It's a little hygienic
it's
liner.
So sticker. So your stuff don't.
We like to think that most
fabric.
People try the bathing suit on with their, you know, their underwear. Still on, but there's still, you know, I think there's some people that just, you know, they can't get that full effect.
So it's a barrier.
Yes.
intimate parts from touching fabric that another person may someday wear.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep. Yes.
And that's why you wash your bathing suit when you
when you bring it home from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. Please don't leave items that you don't want stuck anywhere throughout the store. People like to think they're cute, and they'll hide them in the tables with the folded clothing or stick mm-hmm. them in the middle of a rack where it doesn't belong. You know, bring them back to either that pretty silver rack or, you know, take it to the register. And the same for trash. I can't tell you how many times I'm folding clothes on a table, and there's like a Starbucks cup in there, half full. They just, it's like they think they can just stick their trash anywhere.
I've seen that. I think that's
mm-hmm.
rude. Now, the
mm-hmm.
placing of the items in the wrong place, or if you decide you don't want any more halfway
mm-hmm.
through the store,
mm-hmm.
I know people that, who've done that before.
Yeah, <no. laughs>
set it down.
Hang
we'll
on.
Forgive you, Melissa Carter.
Now, I have a couple questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
The first one is about deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we don't mean to, but
right.
when we're trying on the LBD,
mm-hmm.
then we get a little D.O. on it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that frustrate you to no end?
You know, that doesn't bother me as much, because a lot of times we can sell it and they'll do a little bit of a markdown to sell it. That doesn't bother me as much.
Because that's accidental.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
not intentional.
Okay.
Yeah. That I can deal with.
Hey, Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I want to say that I completely agree with you. I work at a little coffee shop, and people leave their stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm not your maid, and I'm not your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to clean up.
Pastor Laura, your church is starting to form.
That's right.
Thank you.
You've got a flock coming
well,
together.
I've got a few more items. Can I go ahead?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Bring
it. Interrupt. Do it.
I love kids, but if your child is crying for 5 minutes straight, you and your child need to leave the store. I mean,
thank
I can't see how many times
you.
People dragging these kids through, and they're screaming bloody murder, and the parent is oblivious to it. And on the child note, the hoist the toy department is not a babysitter. I can't tell you how many times people will leave their kids in the toy department and then they go off shopping. Or they'll give them like a book or a stuffed animal. I will go to pick those things up and they're sopping wet.
Oh.
Not to gross you out, but where the child's been teething on it.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. Men. The fitting room in the women's department is for women, not for men to go in there with your spouse or significant other.
Really?
Yes.
Swear to God.
You can't
guys
do that?
Get mad when you call them out on it.
Really?
Yes.
You should have a cop calling out on it.
Oh, and I mean, they get angry. He'll go, I had one guy, well, it doesn't say women's. I said, it's in the women's department. I mean,
so
I
was
don't
he trying
clothes
to,
around here.
Was he trying to try on women's clothes
they
or watch
with,
her?
No, they'll go in with
they'll
their wives. I am not making this
oh,
up.
Oh, I see. So that you, so other women in their dressing, they don't want a man in there with other women in their dressing.
I don't even get nervous. Like, sometimes, you know how it's like usually a hallway into the dressing room?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I've been outside that hallway waiting for Jessica, and then like she'll call me.
Mm-hmm.
To get
mm-hmm.
her, and she'll be like, hey, can you, you know,
right.
give me some back?
Hang around the outside. She'll kind of peek out. And...
Well, no, she'll be mm-hmm. like she might hand something over and say, can you go find this in blue or a small? Mm-hmm. Like, it weirds me out even to have to walk down that hallway because mm-hmm. I'm convinced some half-naked chick's going to pop out
well,
asking
yeah.
her girlfriend.
Well,
yeah.
there are men that go in there with, and then they get mad when you call them out on it. So
yeah, no, because yeah. I'll, you know, there's sometimes you can't get the zipper all the way up or you mm-hmm. can't get something buttoned, so mm-hmm. you'll come out to try to find the saleswoman to help you.
Right.
And so you are half-dressed. No.
Yeah, I have no interest in being
men
the guy
stay far away.
Lurking
right.
in the mm-hmm. dressing room.
Right, and mm-hmm. I've gone in and helped people. That's what I tell them. If you need any help, let me know. You know, that's what I'm here for. So, and my last one, and again, this is, if you are over the age of 40 or weigh over 150 pounds, you might want to rethink shopping in the juniors department.
Oh.
I cannot tell you. You know, it's just, grandma, junior department is just that. Juniors. It's not for... That's your granddaughter. Not
so you stop. Cut it off at 40? I would cut it off a lot lower than that.
Well, I was trying to be generous.
Hey, Omar, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? I've worked retail for 2 years.
Right.
And by far, women are the worst that I've ever seen. I had a lady leave feces smeared all
yep,
over
stop.
The walls.
Yes,
happened when
that.
I was
yes.
working.
Wait, what?
Stop.
Hold on, wait. Wendy?
I used to work retail, and in the juniors department, there was a woman and her two children, and all of a sudden you see them come dashing out, and all of a sudden you go in, and there's a whole pile of crap just sitting there.
So she left her kid poop on the floor.
She did it.
No, she didn't.
She did it.
No.
Yes, because her kids went out first laughing, and then mom ran out.
Oh, that is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who leaves their fecal matter in a...
I don't know. There's
anywhere.
A bathroom in the back. Yes, that was
Melissa,
the worst day of my life.
Do you... are you proud? Will you be proud to call Millie Pete today and tell her that as part of your job, you just said that sentence?
Hey, Mom, let me tell you
what happened at work today.
My highbrow job. I
yeah.
get to talk about
I asked
fecal
the question,
matter on the floor.
Who lives fecal matter anywhere? That's what I did at work today.
Heather,
welcome to the show.
Worst day ever.
Hi. Yeah, I actually have something to say about this as well. I worked in retail for about 8 months. I actually just recently quit my job with mm-hmm. this certain retail, and it wasn't like a little, like, sort of like hole in the wall. It was a big name department store at a very respectable shopping mall here in Atlanta.
Right.
And I quit because of how horrible this gets. It's so out of hand. It's insane. They... Not only about the issue with the clothes, you know, nobody, they're so disrespectful, nobody brings them back out. I mean, they just treat them like trash. But we would find, I mean, it was so disgusting. We would find clothes that were actually urinated on.
What?
I don't understand.
How does that happen?
Are people really behaving this way?
Yes.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Oh, yes. I mean, they would,
ugh.
For the record,
what?
I will say this does not work if anybody gets this idea in their head, but they would try to urinate on the clothes to short-circuit the sensor tags on them.
Oh,
what?
You're
no
kidding
way.
Me. Oh,
no,
my
no,
God. Are you kidding me? You
that's
they
how
need?
They were trying to shoplift?
Oh, yeah.
Know what? That electronic stream should have gone through the urine and shocked them
right there.
Yes.
Gross.
I've got a... hey, Michelle, I think this goes without saying.
I would never, ever, ever, ever thought
hey,
of that.
Good morning,
welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi.
I also work in intimate apparel. That's going to be your bras, panties, and all that, pajamas. I just wanted to give a word of warning to the customers. When you buy your products, please wash them before you wear them. I don't know if anyone knows to do this. A lot of people just think you just...
Well, we do now.
People say people don't try on panties. They do.
They
and
do.
It's disgusting.
Underwear.
Some of the people that I help with bra fitting are sweaty and coughing and phlegmy, and just wash all of
this
stuff before you wear it.
Oh, my God. People, learn how to live. What is wrong with everybody?
Hey, Laura, I feel like saying thank you right now is like thanking the police officer who just caught me speeding.
I know.
But I appreciate you sharing your insights with us.
I have been, in the 2.5 years, I keep thinking, I got to get on the bird show. I got to get on the bird show.
Well, I hope.
Great job.
I hope you have.
This is all for real, y'all. Like I said, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, I hope you.
Scary.
I hope you have helped to spread the message, and I hope that people will now be a little more respectful.
Oh, God.
And me personally, I am looking for a tailor, somebody who can custom make every article of clothing that I need using fabric that I'll buy. And if you have those skills, you can reach me via email, Facebook, or Twitter. Thank you. No urine on my clothes. Okie doke. Hey,
and
April.
Always wear shoes. By the way, always wear shoes in the fitting room. Because you don't know what's on that carpet.
Well, I know because in guys' dressing
like the
rooms,
fecal matter.
I don't know if you know that guys
fecal particles, fecal flakes.
Guys' shirts have like 300 pins in them.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this, like a man's dress shirt, and you have to try it on. You got to take out every pin. Every guy just throws them on the floor, like dozens of them. And if you took your shoes off in there, you'd definitely hemorrhage. All right, so we're done with this. We don't need to hear about the vomit in the dressing room. We've heard enough.
Oh, my God.
Hey, The Bird Show.